The United States has a cardboard problem from all of our e-commerce. China has it worse. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. E-commerce is creating a cardboard nightmare. Retailers like Amazon have been under pressure to come up with smaller packages. Meal delivery services are working on reusable packaging. And the volume of cardboard is only increasing. Amazon alone shipped about a billion packages in 2017. UPS and the Postal Service shipped about 10 billion combined. But all of that is packing peanuts compared to China, which gives us a bit of a glimpse into our coming cardboard apocalypse. More than 40 billion packages were shipped around China last year, and consumption in that country is only going up. Jennifer Pack is Marketplace's China correspondent. I asked her how big a presence e-commerce is now.
Well, if we're talking about retail e-commerce, we're looking at about 6 to 7% of the GDP here. And you can really feel it on the streets. When you're walking here, delivery guys are zigzagging through cars, squeezing between people on the sidewalks. When they're balancing these big boxes on the baskets and the back of their electric bikes, between their legs. So in 2017, we're looking at roughly 40 billion packages. That amounts to maybe two packages per month for every single person in China.
I assume we are talking about a lot of cardboard waste in that case, right?
Yes, a lot. I recently bought a mic stand for the studio, and I had to first cut through a plastic bag, then a box, to get to the original box, which was then filled with tiny, flimsy plastic wrapped around each part of this mic stand.
Is this something that is, you and I are talking about it, but is it considered a problem that the Chinese government or anybody else is trying to solve?
Yes, they're setting up a regulatory system for this. They have some policies to support what they call green packaging, like tax incentives. And they have a goal that by 2020, half of all packages will have an outer layer that is biodegradable. And also they want to cut back packaging material inside the boxes by about 10%.
There are some private companies that are trying to tout the benefits of reusable packages. Is that a move at all that you're seeing in China, either from the private sector or the government?
Yeah, I did read that JD.com and Suning, they're big competitors of Alibaba's Taobao here, they are looking at reusable plastic boxes that are not that do not have the logo, so that means that different companies can share between them. I personally have not really seen them. But you have to keep in mind that a lot of the vendors that are on these online platforms, they're looking for good ratings, good comments, right? And that's one of the criteria for a lot of customers that I've noticed. They will say, oh, I received this package and it's wrapped so nicely and it's great.
So how do you think that could affect the move towards, say, reusable packaging? I mean, it seems like that could be a positive, that they would focus on, you know, easier, nicer packaging, or would it just not matter if it got dropped in the street off an electric bike?
Well, I mean, customers are becoming pickier now. And even if they're paying just a few dollars or even $1 for an item, they're looking for good service. You have to realize that the government is pushing for people to consume more. So you may have a program to cut back and recycle more, but ultimately, people are consuming more. So you're going to end up with a lot of waste here anyways.
That's Marketplace's Jennifer Pack speaking to us from Shanghai. She told me that only about 10% of e-commerce packaging in China is recycled. Here in the U.S., the Fiber Box Association estimates that 90% of corrugated packaging does get recycled. But the plastic bags and bubble wrap and things like ice packs that keep prepackaged meals cold are far less likely to get recycled. In fact, meal delivery kits are a growing offender, although some are working on reusable packages or recycling programs. Last summer, Time's Money magazine tested 6 meal kit services, ended up with 66 pounds of trash, and found that only 30% of that trash could go in curbside recycling. So they hired an artist to turn the garbage into a 6-foot-tall humanoid demon sculpture. Obviously. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.